性性格外好了。
我是你的好哥。
这就是我的好
哥。Sorry, I'm just waiting on the back. I'm not tapping.
Sorry, Michael Flatley's on his way around.
Sorry, I'm just using that new pogo stick.
I'll just wear in all 14 pairs of these high heels. dear, oh dear. I found a basketball in the high street. bless her. Yeah. That's it, yeah, my mum used to come in.
Just watch Jumanji full on the speakers.
Yeah, with the speakers on the floor. Yeah. Yeah, now I'll listen to it down and record your fucking podcast.
I've always wanted to watch Stomp the musical. Yeah, yeah.
When we'd be playing like FIFA on the thing, she's like, Mama, Papa, Edna, who's winning? And I'm like, I'm trying to play the fuck off. Why are you getting involved? Oh, it was funny. What is it, Travis Pickle in there? Mom, I'm trying to do this now. not Travis Pickle, sorry.
Who's that?
It's the comedian, isn't it? De Niro. Fucking hell, what was his name?
The King of Comedy.
King of Comedy, yeah. Yeah, Mom, I'm trying to do this now. That was funny, mate.
Coming, Mother.
Yeah.
Mother.
Yeah. Mother. Oh, I don't know. Merry Christmas, son.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
listeners.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers, mate.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You listen to a very special episode of the Morning Glory podcast at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, the thing that sums up Christmas for me is having really explosive arguments.
Is that what your Christmas is, yeah?
That is a really apt, in terms of just, like, they're just like a volcano ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just dangerous.
Just, like, waiting for it to happen.
Oh, just ready to uncork something.
When you were younger or more when you were older?
Oh, it's just utterly consistent throughout life.
I can imagine.
There's no let up on it at all.
That story you told about your dad when you were, he wanted to film, was it a Muppet sing-along
Christmas? That was only last year.
Oh, was that last year?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like ages ago.
That was last year.
That was really funny.
So what he made, I think I've mentioned it before, but what he was saying, like, he wanted to do a video for my nephew where he filmed us singing like a Muppets Christmas, and it went, Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas.
Like
that. And then, like, when he was like, right, okay, we're ready, like, he was like, right, Jackie coming, and I'm like, no. I was like, hang on, what is going on before, like, as in before I say yes to anything, what are you? And he's like, well, let me show you the video, and it was the Muppets singing, and I was like, there's no fucking way that I'm doing I was like, but of course you know that I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah,
you
know
why
that.
I feel like you're asking me is it's like a weird power thing.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, you ready?
Yeah,
And then
he literally just effed and blinded about how miserable I was being.
That's so funny.
He doesn't want to join in. He doesn't want to join in there. He's so miserable. Like, and he's like, it's hard to gain enthusiasm. With people like that, like, and I'm like, I'm just sat there, like, as in, if someone says no, just leave them to it.
Oh, it's so forced at Christmas, isn't it?
It's horrible.
My mum and dad were not like that. They were really weird. It was more about the dinner was like a huge part of it.
Mm.
Like cooking the Christmas dinner was like massive, and it'd be like prepared, and I don't know. They'd watch a lot. Jamie Oliver would constantly be on the telly,
yeah,
watching how he cooks stuff.
Yeah.
And then the event was just like, it was over in about 35 seconds. Everyone ate like Wally Coyote for like 2 minutes.
Help the trough.
See, I reckon
you would love Christmas with my family, or my dad particularly, because he will get up in the morning with his Christmas onesie on and be like, "You right, you lot, fuck off, open your presents, I'm not bothered." Right. Sit in front of the telly, watch some. Then he'd walk in to eat after everybody's prepared, and then he would just sit down and sleep for the rest of the afternoon, and he would have the best time. And then later on, he'd wake up and go, "Oh, I've got this bottle of 1975 Moet that I've been saving. Open it, pour a thimble full out, and then leave the bottle on the side." Do you know what I mean? He wouldn't drink it. Yeah, it's really funny.
But no big arguments. Come on, Maro, spill.
There must have been. I remember getting... No, I don't think it was ever that bad, really. I remember when I started smoking at uni, that wasn't a very nice thing for me. Because I remember one Christmas, I think it was Christmas Eve, when I was about 20, I might have been 21, 22, and I started smoking. And I was smoking, I'd stayed at my mum and dad's, and I was smoking out the bedroom window.
Yeah.
And then, I thought, nobody will be able to tell, but I was chain smoking. I don't know why, constantly.
Yeah.
And I remember him walking in the Christmas morning. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Smoking in my fucking house." But then we got over it very quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever really had big blowouts. Like, they're not big drinkers either, so that might be something to do with it. My mum will have a Bailey's, and my dad will have a few beers and stuff, but not smashed.
Really?
Not like some families get.
Do you have Bucks Fizz?
Yeah, we'd have Bucks, definitely. Yeah, we would have Bucks Fizz.
Is Bucks Fizz a thing in like America and other places? It's basically orange juice and champagne.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. I wouldn't know.
I feel like
you'd know more than me. You've been to America more than I have.
But that's a very traditional thing to do. I don't know.
Bucks Fizz. I really like Bucks Fizz.
Patronising the audience. Yeah. Maybe they do know what I'm talking about. But
well, if you do, it's
Prosecco,
champagne, and orange juice in a bottle, isn't it?
Yeah, you have in the morning.
I really like it. I'm a big Bucks Fizz guy. I think it's great.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have a glass of it in the morning.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, the food was what it was all about for my family. And then I remember the best Christmas I ever had, me and my brother woke up one morning, we had Game Boy Colours with Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue each.
Nice.
And we must have played that till the next Christmas.
Yeah.
That was like the best
thing. It was a very addictive game.
Yeah, it was unbelievable,
That was a seriously good game.
Yeah, we had that, and then I think I did pretty well at Christmases. I can't say I ever really had a particularly bad one when I was younger.
Mm.
I think... When I've been older, like I say, spending Christmas with other people's family is a weird one. So when you get a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever you get, you're obliged to spend one Christmas with them, whatever you do.
Yeah.
And that's really strange. Like, some of them can be really weird because it's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever spent Christmas with another family?
No, I've invited other people round, maybe that were friends that were like travelling or that were by themselves. I've invited them round, which I suppose can kind of potentially keep a lid on arguments a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, can't really argue when there's people around. Just kind
of why I invite them round, so that they're sort of.
So you can act as obnoxiously as you want and not get told.
It's like having guard dogs, like from the coyotes, that are going to eat the livestock.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? Bless you. But if it's just family, my God.
I love that, though.
So one year my mum bought this thing called Dogopoly for me.
Oh, yeah, because you were into dogs,
Like dogs. And then, again, I was like, I don't really want to play that. And then that was a big, big thing. I mean, that was, I think, Christmas 2009.
Oh.
And that still gets talked about.
Yeah, but you didn't ask for it.
I didn't ask for it, did I?
No, I can't. That's what I mean. Other people's family do that.
Not only do I mean, I do, obviously, I like the dog aspects, but, like, just playing, like, a four-hour board game or whatever. I don't know. Maybe there's bits of it that I'd be into now, but it's just, like, it's the sort of being held as a captive audience. Like the odd card game might be all right, but it's just like the thing of it's like that just general autonomy. But yeah, my mum like went ballistic.
I can imagine
not wanting to play it, but I'm like, well, that kind of, this is negating the fun bit out of it.
You shouldn't be forced into liking something somebody's got.
No, because it's sort of like a, you know, a nativity sort of directed by the Gestapo. It's just sort of it's like
that sort of thing.
They're not it? There's a confliction here of angles.
Yeah.
So Yeah, like it's sort of like you will have fun today, whether you like it or not.
It's like when somebody, yeah, but you should always. I quite like the idea of the Christmas list. I'm new to the Christmas list.
What's the Christmas list?
So I've just met somebody recently who sends their family like a list of 5 things from Amazon that they want for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
You get something off the list, and then they know they're getting something they like. Yeah. My family were always surprised each other, and it was one of the hardest things ever.
Mm.
And you just nobody ever uses what you get them, or you get them some shit. I mean,
things that they can't use.
Yeah,
you got given extra large condoms, didn't you?
Yeah. Wore through them, mate. Yeah. Throwing what's that, Stephen Major? So blowing him up and throwing him at students. Yeah. No, I.
What's the worst present that you've been given?
Again, I don't really, like, one year I went on holiday with my girlfriend when I was younger, like my ex-girlfriend. And so my dad paid for that for me as a Christmas present. So on Christmas Day, I spent it with their family. So my mum and dad was like, oh, we've got a gift for you. And it was like a Liverpool annual for the year, you know, Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, thanks. You know what I mean?
Hold on, who got you that? The girlfriend's family?
No, my mum and dad did, because they'd already paid for the holiday, for the present. Right. So they were like, oh, well, but we've got some presents for you, why don't you come pick them up? And it was just a Liverpool annual thing, and I was like, I walked all this way for this.
It sounds ungrateful.
Isn't it? Yeah. Or, most disappointingly, we got bought Donkey Kong, I think it was either Donkey Kong 64 or some sort of Zelda game for the Nintendo 64. But you needed an expansion pack to play it. So we were sat there and we couldn't fucking play it. But that's not really a bad present. That's just being like, we had to wait till Boxing Day.
Hard childhood it was then.
Right? Nah, not really. So yeah. I wish I could tell you it was. It was a good one. I had really good Christmas. My mum is obsessed with Christmas.
Yeah.
So I had some real good ones, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know a bad one. We used to go around to my granddad's for Boxing Day, and that was good, because he was a good cook, so... Cheers, mate. We would have... they would get us presents as well. Christmas was pretty... For me, I don't have any real bad memories as a kid, only as an adult, really. It's that time when you spend it on your own. If you're with a partner, and you get to spend it together, they're the best Christmases.
Yeah.
They just are, because you just...
Do what you want.
Yeah, I think the first time I ever...
To visit someone's grandma that you bought.
Oh, no, I know. First time I ever did it, I made the mistake of cooking like a big meal. Mm. And we were both like, well, we don't really want this. Do you know what I mean?
I was just thinking, can I have an order of pizza?
Oh, yeah.
I think even a pizza on Christmas Day. Like that.
If you can get one, that's amazing, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I'm sure you can, yeah, yeah. Oh, my mate's family, they order a massive Chinese on Christmas Eve.
Mm.
And then... eat half of it and warm it up the next day, Christmas Day.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds great, doesn't it? You should do whatever you want for Christmas. Don't be forced into doing shit.
Mm.
Don't be forced to hang about with family that you don't want to either.
Yeah.
I find these like American programs weird where it's like, we have to be together for Christmas. And it's like, well, you won't hang about with them on a Thursday. Why would you do it on a nice day?
The world would probably be better without traditions.
You think so?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe, mate.
They just force people to do things.
Do you like Christmas dinner and stuff? Do you like...
I do.
Yeah?
I do. Me and my brother had a very good tradition of... favourite thing was since 2006 to 2019, we watched Die Hard every Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah, that's nice.
That was a good tradition.
Yeah.
But then he moved to Australia, so that was the end of that.
You still watch it, can't you?
Can. But we used to do like drinking games, like any time like it wasn't that's the nice. FBI took over the jurisdiction, you'd have to do a couple of fingers. Any time John McClane talked to himself, you'd have to drink. So there was a lot of things, but like that was always a nice tradition.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
one of my brother's mates one year as well. He came over. He was a neighbour of ours,
right.
Still good friends with, but like he came over and like he looked like he's just his soul had sort of been evaporated from him.
Why?
Because he'd been having it was a Christmas Eve thing like with his family, with his stepdad and their children and that, and his mum, and she could potentially be like a tightly wound spring
Yeah.
Generally. Yeah. And had bought like this really like fancy cake or whatever from Waitrose. And he was carving it up. It was a pavlova and he dropped it on the floor.
Oh, then, bless him.
And then when he came over, he was like, I remember I hid behind these bins for about 10 minutes as well to jump out and scare him. And then when I did, he went, that's not funny. He was like, "It's like, no, honestly, it's not funny. Like, we're like, that sounds hilarious.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
We were like,
yeah,
dropping a cake on the floor, like, but apparently, like, he'd been told that he'd, like, ruined their evening. And
that's, it's the emotional, yeah, bullying that you get at Christmas is unbelievable.
Yeah.
There'll be some mum who's, like, insistent on cooking and stuff. And then being like, none of you appreciate what I've been doing. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
It brings out the best and worst in people at Christmas.
Emotional blackmail.
Yeah, emotional blackmail is massive at Christmas. Yeah. Like, for instance, I know somebody who was always going to their parents for Christmas. And one year they were booked a trip to Ireland. And the mum didn't speak to them for like three or four months.
Really?
Yeah, just like, oh, well, you... Yeah, it was the way you said you were going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just that power that the parents have over people at Christmas. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's not very nice, is it?
No, that's what I mean. The world's better off without traditions.
My favourite bit of Christmas as an adult is going for... Me and my brother go for a couple of pints on Christmas Eve during the day. Yeah. Or I got my dad once, convinced him to go out for a pint on the day, during Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We had a right laugh in the pub for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Come back, leathered, because you're all excited. You have like £4 and you're smashed. Yeah. And then have your dinner and go to sleep. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't think of...
Me and my brother went and played football one year and that was like the talk of the town.
That's what I mean. It's great, isn't it?
No, yeah. But I mean... Not in a good way.
Oh, you
were. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We were like, we're just going to go to the park for an hour.
Why are you expected to do these things? Yeah. It's like you expected to be like...
But yeah, the park's empty. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
It's the best time.
Yeah, my girlfriend's family were like, turn the telly off. We'll all sit and play charades. And I was like, no, I'm watching fucking Royal Family's Christmas special. Like, oh, do we have to?
Oh, dear.
Boxing Day fixtures run tomorrow. I want to see you. Yeah, no.
it is people forcing you to do things. That's the real
thing. Yeah, the force of it, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think people just really don't want. They don't want to be owned.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. The American Christmas film where everything should be, yeah, family should come together.
In terms of Christmas films.
Yeah.
So Love Actually, Die Hard, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, yeah.
What other ones do we have? Home Alone.
What's the one? Snow. It might be It's a Wonderful Life, is it?
No, I think in terms of specials, like the Office Christmas specials.
Yeah,
like,
Christmas specials are great.
Brilliant.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. That's what I mean. It makes good TV. I haven't seen a good Christmas special for a long time. Detectorists was a good one.
There's an Inside Number 9 that's good.
Is there? There I need is. To watch that. You did say that was good, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch that then. Only Fools and Horses used to do one every year when I was younger. That was a big thing.
Marrow, you really are a plonker.
Boxing Day football is sick as well, by the way.
Yeah.
I love that. We do that in this country. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you ever... What's your best?
Had a nice Christmas.
Have you ever had a nice Christmas? What's your best Christmas?
I think so. I used to go to my grandparents, like, and that was pretty good.
Grandparents are sick at Christmas, aren't they?
They are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a little envelope with money in it.
Brilliant. Cash is always the best. Anyway, I don't care what
it's like an episode of The Sopranos. So, like, it was good.
Hey, T.
It was like, here's your cut, T. Yeah. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Yeah,
it's called a Game Boy, Grandma.
Yeah, that was good. Just playing football in the back garden. Mm. I think they're pretty good times. But overall, as much as I do think Christmas is good, I think the reason you get less excited about maybe as an adult is that life in general is just better.
So life is better.
Yeah, it just doesn't culminate in this one day when you're a kid, when you don't have any power, that you have to just wait for...
Yeah, like, I totally agree.
One big thing. I just think generally weekends, week to week and stuff is just better.
It is better, isn't it? Yeah. Like, because Christmas is the best day ever for that year.
Yeah.
Whereas that day we spent in Market Harbour in the Pub Beer Garden, I had one of the best days I've had that month, and I had some good days that month. You know what I mean? So I understand what you're saying, But Christmas for a kid is the best day, because it's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like if you want a nice pair of trainers, you can just kind of buy them.
Yeah, I got some the other week, I know exactly
that's
what
our Christmas.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where the excitement, because the excitement, that anticipation definitely disappears.
Yes, yeah.
Because I remember thinking that when I was a kid, like asking my older cousins, I'm like, are you excited? And they're like, nah. And I'm like,
you're mad.
Like, what's wrong with you? But it does wear off, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does, yeah.
Do you think it's like taking ecstasy?
No, I just think, yes, but early on it's sick. Yeah. Later on you're crying in the cupboard.
Yeah, the first few times are brilliant, and then,
Are you spending it on your own?
Christmas?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, I haven't either. I don't think so.
No.
I spent New Year's on my own.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was that like a work thing or just?
I was out on New Year's. I actually out for one of the first times on New Year's Eve with friends from Hull. And I just wasn't having a good time. Mm. And it was like, which is quite funny because it was like 11:30 and I was getting a taxi home. And then I got home at like 11:58 and the taxi driver was like, if you want to sit in for 2 minutes, we'll spend New Year's together. And it really made me laugh, but I was like, no, I'm all right, thanks.
I thought you were going to say like, I'll stay here.
I wish I had that story where I was like, yeah, do you want to be here? But I didn't. I was like, no, I'm all right, thanks, man. And just sulked back into my own little flat.
But then you'd have to be worried that he might trap you.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what went through my head, is he might tell you about his family or whatever.
Like, no, I'm not interested.
Can't be dealing that. No, not interested, mate.
Yeah.
Sorry. Aww. Not interested, mate.
So if you are spending Christmas on your own, by the way, out there, listeners, I hope you're all right.
Get some mates.
Yeah. Yeah. Be a more interesting person, really, because nobody likes her.
If you are spending it by yourself, have a hard think why. Like,
yeah, really looking.
It might reflect on you.
Yeah, it most certainly will. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably not very much fun.
But if you are spending it with a lot of people, have a think why you might be superficially charming. I'm just covering all bases here.
No, yeah, we're insulting the full spectrum.
Yeah. But if you're happy with who you are, good. But be less arrogant.
Be less arrogant about it, yeah. We don't care either. So. Yeah.
I mean, all of this is very non-personal. This isn't anyone in particular.
What are you doing this year?
Going to my dad's in Bournemouth.
Tomorrow?
Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
Next couple of days.
That'd be nice. What's he like? What's that going to be like? Good?
Well, unless he doesn't force me to. I've already warned him. I'm like, I said, like, I ain't doing any of that singing stuff.
No, I think he's probably learned his lesson, hasn't he?
I put down a marker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Putting a few hard tackles
early. You shouldn't have to do anything you don't want to do, though.
Not in your 30s.
Nah.
Look like a buck. No, thanks.
Nah.
Someone like me, Mary, I cannot afford to look like a bug.
A man in my position could not afford to look ridiculous.
Yeah. So
you wake up with a horse's arse in your bed.
Yeah. A Muppet's hat. And then it'll be New Year's with the flatmates.
Yeah, that'll be sick.
I hope so.
No, that'll be really good. Yeah.
We end it up there.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Festive. What do people say on Christmas? Like, Feliz Navidad to our Spanish listeners. Right, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.